The New York legislative session ends in about 3 weeks, and it looks like lawmakers may not move on any significant ethics reforms. Both former leaders of the legislature have been sentenced to prison terms, and the U.S. attorney is investigating a former staffer and close associate of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Activists and government watchdog groups say these reforms cannot wait another year. Now they've formed a coalition to push lawmakers to act. Karen DeWitt reports.
A new coalition of unions, progressive-leaning groups, and reform advocates have formed to demand a cleanup. But even they admit their chances are slim for significant changes before the session ends. Mike Kink is with the group Strong Economy for All.
This coalition is not just a last ditch, they're never going to do anything, let's have a press conference coalition. It really is a call to arms. It's a call to action.
The group say they're looking ahead to the November elections and key races in the state Senate, where some senators oppose their reforms. They are forming a new website and using social media and the combined strength of their thousands of members and email contacts. Many GOP senators have not signed on to the changes the groups are seeking, including public financing of campaigns and strict new limits on donations. The assembly, led by Democrats, has passed a number of the items. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group predicts that there will be some kind of token reform passed before lawmakers leave for the summer, but he says the real changes are not coming from the state level, but from the federal prosecutor's office.
The person driving the train is not here in Albany. It's down in the U.S. Attorney's office. His name is Preparara. He's not even an elected official. And he's the one who's taken it upon himself to clean up Albany's act.
He says it's an open question whether there will be a significant overhaul of the system before the session ends. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.